Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
All this week, I want to look at some wise words from my friend Cooper Pinson at Harvest USA, a ministry addressing sexual brokenness with truth and grace. Cooper shares five first steps that we can take as youth workers and parents if a student tells us that they are same-sex attracted. The first step we should take is to listen and learn. When a student comes to us and talks about their struggles, we typically want to do something about it quickly, and our desire to help is certainly good. Unfortunately, this fix-a-quick attitude tends to ignore students as complex people with unique stories. What helps us take students' complexity and uniqueness seriously is when we pause, listen, and learn from them as fellow strugglers on this journey. Let's begin by asking questions of our students rather than trying to simply fix their broken situation. You might begin by asking this simple question: what has life been like for you as you've struggled? Tomorrow, we'll look at step two.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.